Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Mina Starzyak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms.
And I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
Happy Tuesday, you guys. I'm glad everyone made it through Monday. My Monday started. I was in my car getting ready to leave yesterday, and I leave my car keys in my car. I park in the garage. Probably still a bad idea. Whatever. I do it because my car getting stolen is a better option than me bringing my keys in the house where I will lose them forever. But I'm in my car looking everywhere for my daggone keys. And I get like my cell phone out and my flashlight. I'm looking under my seat. I'm looking in my bag. They're usually just sitting on my seat or my console. Solid 3 minutes. And then I realized that my car was already running. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's what kind of week it's going to be. Great. Lovely. But today's episode is about probably, a great title is What the F Do I Actually Do? And it's so hard to explain like what I do every day, what my daily routine is. There's some things that, yes, they pretty much happen like clockworks. But even a couple weeks ago, me and two of the girls, they're not girls, they're women that I work with. We were having, a hell of a day. And I'm like, how do we even go home and explain to our husbands, our significant, like what we do, like what our jobs are? Because I think a lot of days my husband's like, oh, you bebop and around, do what you want, film a little, eat some yummy lunch. And it's just all rainbows and sunshine. And then, there's the days where I'm like, this is terrible. And he's really sweet. But it's so hard to explain what I do. And Jack and I, a couple weeks ago, I picked him up from school like around 3. And he came back to work with me and, for sure thought I'd be home by like 5:30. And Jack and I ended up getting home at 7:30. And Steve's like, what were you guys doing? And the attempt at an explanation was so confusing even to me. I think he was just like, it's fine. I get it. You were working. But we're going to rewind and kind of go through what, if I was explaining to my husband what I do all day, what it kind of looks like. So if I'm the best version of myself, I get up at 5:30, between 5:30 and 6, so I can work out, get up, pop out of bed, make my water with electrolytes that Steve's got me on big time, and go upstairs and I do my HawkFit workout. Right now I am doing the glutes program, so it's very heavy gluteal leg shenanigans. But so I work out. It usually takes about 45 minutes. Y'all are probably gonna be super grossed out, but I typically don't shower because my whole day I'm gonna keep sweating and doing dirty stuff. So it just doesn't make sense. But come down, change. I put clean undies on and I wash my face. I'll wash my armpits, put deodorant on, all that good stuff. And usually around midway through my workout, Jack has woken up and come and joined me upstairs and is either working out or sitting in his little beanbag watching Pokemon or something. So when I'm done working out, then we start his routine, get him dressed, brush his teeth, pack his lunch. And on any given day, it's super easy. So super fun game that we actually did this morning was Jack, he's not into dinosaurs anymore. So that's also part of any given daily routine. Like, oh, I bought you this cute dinosaur thing. Mom, I don't like dinosaurs anymore. I like Pokemon now, which is very confusing because there are hundreds of Pokemon characters and none of their names actually sound like words. Like he says things to me and I don't know if I'm just not understanding him. His favorite one is Bulbasaur. And it kind of sounds like a sneeze, like Bulbasaur, Bulbasaur, or cough. But Bulbasaur is a Pokemon. So that's part of the whole morning routine. And specifically this morning, he wanted Frank to pick his clothes. Frank is our dog. So the game, instead of Jack running into in dino format, which outfit he wanted to wear, Frank, it's whichever one Frank touched with his nose, which probably means whichever one's not clean because he's wanting to smell that one. And then, you know, to throw you for a loop, sometimes Frank picked the ones that were not the right ones and Jack wanted the other one. So we went with the other one, which was just Jack picking his outfit. Super fun. That's how our mornings go. Also this morning, you know, so we do that whole song and dance. There's also a character in Pokemon that I now have to be that runs really fast. And the way to easily get him out the door is I have to put him on my back. I've got usually his backpack and my coffee and my bag. And we've got like a, it's like an enclosed breezeway. It's probably like 25 feet from the house to the garage. And I have to sprint down the hallway like said Pokemon character because it runs really fast. So do that. We'll have lovely conversations on the way to school that are anything from this morning we watched bears having babies, ducks having babies, and pigs having babies. In the past, pick an animal, we've watched them having babies and discussed it on the way to school. We have also discussed why Jesus died for our sins, how babies are made, if leprechauns are real, because Francis, who I've discussed before at his school, told him they are real and he's terrified. You know, really think of anything real or fake in the universe that's ever popped into your head or not your head. And we discussed that on the way to school. We do a drop-off today. I forgot to give him his lunchbox. It's sitting in my passenger seat. So gonna have to take that back by there. Mom fail. But it is like my favorite 20 minutes is like the ride to school because we do have the most interesting conversations. We talk a lot about building houses too. So he points out ones and he's like, Mom, you should get that one and fix it. That one needs you to fix it. We've talked about what his house will look like, what he wants me to build, which I may have mentioned before. It's very specific. The house is green and blue and pink. The outside, he originally wanted grass, like not fake grass. Like we have, he wanted real grass, but then he decided he doesn't want real grass. It's hard to say, real grass. He wants just all mud. He wants dirt because he's super into worms right now. So that's also happens quite often is randomly digging for worms and then making homes for them in various jars in our home. So drop Jack at school. I usually get to the office by like 7:45. And it's really then kind of becomes whatever, you know, crises is happening. So today, right after I'm recording, we're moving out of a house that we did the design, we revealed, it's under contract, we're selling, we're doing inspection punch, it still has furniture in it. So we're going to that house and I have a list of things that are going to our warehouse, things that are going to our headquarters, things that are going to another house because like, okay, the mattress can go to this other house. So we have two other houses that things are going to as well. So it's, you know, a fun moving game. And then at noon, I film and have some pickups, which is like if we're when the show goes into edit, if you all can tell, I am very wordy when I talk. So sometimes they're like, look, what you said was great. I need you to say it in 12 seconds instead of 15 minutes. So when we do pickups, I have to put the clothes back on that I wore in that scene and then say what I said in 12 minutes in 12 seconds. So they can fit it into the show. So that's what I'm doing around lunchtime. I have 5 outfits today and then some pickups. And then straight away after that, going to another house and doing day 3 of the design, like load in. Because it usually takes, I mean, we've done it in 3 days. We like to have 5 days to get all like the furniture and the pretty things and the curtains hung and all that into a house. So it's day 3 of that. I also have a few meetings on my calendar. I have 2 appointments. I have my massage today. Supposed to be yesterday, guys. It's always the same day every week, same time. But yesterday, I was in the midst of a giant argument with my brother Tad and a bit of an anxiety attack. And I forgot I had my massage because I was sitting in my office crying. So that happens sometimes too. But she was able to move me to today, which is lovely. She knows that I need help.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Lunch. Let's talk about lunch. I usually leave the house and I bring like a protein shake and a protein bar with me because you never know how the day is going to go. Like sometimes if I'm filming, usually they do like take the lunch order of everyone because they kind of want to keep everyone together. They don't want people like splitting off for lunch because then it's, oh, so-and-so is back late or so-and-so is stuck in the bathroom at a gas station because they had a bad burrito, whatever. They like to control it. So they'll take our lunch order, which is lovely because food just appears. But sometimes people forget because we're all human. So they are like, some days I take Mina's, some days I don't because she's not here and only these couple people are filming. So part of my day last week when I was diagnosed with strep day one, but still had to work. So wore a mask, installing curtains. I wasn't technically filming, but I was on site where everyone else was and they forgot to take my lunch order. So when everyone's lunch came, I went into a bedroom and cried because I was sick and didn't feel good and was hormonal because although I don't have a period anymore because my ablation, I still have the hormones of a period. So I was day one of strep, pre-period, hungry and super tired and everyone else was eating burritos and I was eating a bag of beef jerky. I digress. I clearly don't have feelings about that. So really food is kind of like get in where you fit in. Some days I will eat lunch at 3 o'clock or some days I forget to eat lunch. But most of the time if I'm filming, I get some kind of food. And we always have what's called crafty. And this is my favorite thing. So it's craft services technically. And like when you're on big movie sets, there's like a tent that's craft services where you've got, you know, like hot coffee and lunch and snacks and tea. And again, it's there to keep everyone going. Okay, you can keep working because you don't need to figure out how to get a cup of coffee. You don't need to figure out how to get a sandwich really quick. Like it just exists and someone will bring it to you if you ask for it. Our craft services isn't that fancy, but we do have coolers of like pop and water and tea and totes of things like old Halloween candy and Pop-Tarts and protein bars and random stuff that's all non-perishable. So the boxes can get kind of weird, but when they're fresh, they're great snack boxes. And now every day when I come home, fast forward, literally yesterday when I walked in the door, Jack and Charlie ran up to me and said, "What'd you bring for us?" Because I typically will bring them home like a Rice Krispie treat or something from the box. And now when I don't, they're all very disappointed. I did not bring anything home yesterday because I did not see the craft boxes, so I couldn't snag anything. There's also a lot of office work. Right now is tax, like property tax season. So yesterday I paid like 13 property tax bills. So just like sitting at my desk doing stuff, organizing. We're this budget, we're doing Tad's house for the show. So a lot of the stuff we're putting into the house furniture-wise is things he'll want to keep. So I have all the numbers detailed out with the receipts, with which item goes to which. So when we are done and on reveal day, I can say, which things are you wanting to buy and keep? Which things do we move out? Gosh, the day can also entail, last week I spent all day cleaning up a job site and chopping down about 30 like little junk trees. They're just like, they're weed trees that no one cuts down. So, you know, they're like, you know, their trunk is as thick as my arm. Cutting those down all along a fence line, chopping them up, making a little brush fire, digging fence posts, setting fence posts, cleaning out the garage because no one picks up after themselves. So there's just like contractor trash everywhere. And so many other random things. Sometimes tomorrow, very exciting, part of my day includes my wax appointment. So I get my legs waxed and my armpits, which my husband is very excited about because he feels I should have shaved 12 months ago. So, you know, you name it, it could be part of my day. If I had to pick like a favorite part of my like work day, even though it sounds like it sucks, I really do like working with my hands. So like the cutting down the trees and making the fire, I loved. Like that is my happy place. I also do have like carpal tunnel arthritis. So because we've been working with our hands so much the last couple weeks, I can't get my ring on because my hands just swell. And then when I sleep, I have to make sure I sleep with my elbows and my wrists straight and not bent because if I bend them, the nerves like stop working and then my hands go numb. So it sounds like something I wouldn't love, but I do. So that's my like crazy day. And I usually get home, like I could stay and I could work till 8, but Meg leaves at 5. I usually try to get home between 5 and 6. It's realistically usually more like between 5:30 and 6. If it's like a nice day, I try to like come home earlier. On Fridays, we always go to this place called The Garage. So I try to get there by 5 because Steve and I will end early. We'll go to The Garage, and it's like this big warehouse that has a bunch of restaurants. It's got like football, bowling. It's got like a turf area outside. It's got ice cream. So like the kids run around. We have fun. We eat. And then we go home. That's kind of our Friday thing. So we'll end early, but the kids have like ninja class. So Meg brings them from ninja class and drops them to us at The Garage, which she's lovely. She makes everything run so much more smoothly. And then, you know, when I get home, that 5:30 to like 7:30 is hang time, dinner. Dinner is all kinds of random things. We really do a whole lot. We've got like Home Chef, HelloFresh. We do these things called Herculean meals that we buy from a store at The Garage that are like macro-based. Sometimes it's a peanut butter and jelly. Sometimes it's like a protein shake and a protein bar. We're not super like live and die by, I think a lot of families, like that's the time they all sit down and eat together. Sometimes the kids don't eat dinner because they're weird and they will just drink chocolate milk. Fair Life, it's high in protein, low in sugar. Also, their protein shakes are what I drink because they're not shakes. They're delicious. The vanilla one is what I had this morning. It's so freaking good. So our evenings are super random. Usually there's some portion of the evening that is spent with the children stripping down, not by our choice, running around, playing naked, making forts, climbing on things. 2 days ago, Steve texted me and said, just so you know, when you come home, do not be the good guy. Charlie is being a psychopath. She took her Frozen horse, which is good size. It's like a 12 by 12 plastic horse, and chucked it at Jack's face and then laughed at him and then proceeded to take a drink of chocolate milk and spit it all over the couch. So, you know, there's also fun things like that. Like I post a lot of cute videos of them and they really are like amazing kids. But Charlie's also a psychopath and Jack can be really kookadoo as well. She's a typical little sister. Jack, for the most part, is gentle and sweet. He literally said, he started crying and he said, baby, why did you do that? I'm not mean to you. And she laughed at him because she's a second child and she is rough and tumble. And I mean, we did it. It's not just that like, it's not second child syndrome just because like you happen to be born second. So Jack sleeps on a nugget on the floor in our room. And he woke up at 2 a.m. and was like, can I get in bed? I'm like, yes. So this morning, me, Steve, and Jack are literally like snuggle cuddling. And Charlie is asleep in her crib upstairs solo dolo. And she doesn't know any of this is happening. And she can never know because we can't fit another person in our bed. But like, that's why she's like uber independent, way less like affectionate and sensitive. Because she's just handling her business on the second floor by herself, being cool while we're coddling Jack downstairs. But so, yeah, that happened. And there's not really like a chill out portion. So I put Charlie down. We've got a great routine. Like at 7:30, we go upstairs. We rock in the chair while we read a book. We rock 2 more minutes, Mom. We rock 2 more minutes. I lay her down. She went through this phase that was wild. She doesn't have like medium. She has like amazing, cute, chill, sweet, and then she has 100. I'm going to move the mic away from my face because I'm going to do an impression of Charlie. But she'll, for example, she wanted to paint our nails over the weekend. And she said, Mom, we paint our nails. And I was like, yeah, we can probably do that in a little bit. And then immediately, Mom, we paint our nails! I'm like, holy cow. Like, what is... Yeah, I told you in a little bit. Why are you screaming at me? But that's pretty much every conversation. And so then, you know, you can't just give her what she wants while she screams. So it's this whole like conversation about settling down and communicating and asking nicely. And if the answer is no or later, like accepting that. So this phase of the screaming when we went to bed was how she felt about her arms existing in the world of her blanket. And I didn't know how to solve it for like a month, no matter one arm in, one arm out, both arms in, both arms out, face under, whole body out. It was not right. And I don't know if she was just, you know, going through a growth spurt and was in feeling some kind of way, but I would just have to cover her and walk out of the room with her screaming. And now the routine is I lay her down, I hold the blanket up, and I'm like, tell me when you are ready. And she like wiggles. Very specific pillow she sleeps on. And I'm like, okay, you ready? Ready. Blanket coming in. And as it goes down, I have to say, arms over or arms under, because you don't know. It switches. And if you don't say it fast enough and put it in the right place, then she panics because the arms are either over and supposed to be under or vice versa. Anywho, she's pretty chill. Now she's like, we do the blanket. We go to bed. She, as soon as I close the door, the routine is, mama, ask you question, chicken butt. She doesn't wait for the whole thing. So Meg, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but you're supposed to say, guess what? And they say what? And you say chicken butt. I don't know where this was invented, but her version of it is it, I ask you a question, chicken butt. I love you, mom. And then I say, I love you too. And as I'm walking away and then down the stairs, it's a repeat of that until we can no longer hear each other. And then Jack gets to chill for a little bit longer. He usually goes to bed at like 8:30. So Steve and I can actually chill with him because he's old enough. Like he sits still, you know, we'll watch Toy Story, whatever that looks like. And then Steve puts him to bed on the nugget in our room. Like they read a book. So Steve puts Jack to bed. And while he's putting Jack to bed, this is my moment. This is where I shine. Currently, I turn on Vanderpump Rules because I'm binging, because all the stuff that came out on social media about like the drama and the cheating and the engagement break off. And sometimes I just really love that like mindless shenanigans. And their shenanigans makes my shenanigans look less crazy. Steve can't stand for it. So while he puts Jack to sleep, either 10 minutes or 40 minutes, I get in what I can of Vanderpump Rules. We're in a great spot right now. It's very exciting. I think I'm on to the current season. I just watched the reunion last night. It was everything you'd hope to be and more. So then whenever Steve's done, like he comes out, we relax. We watch a lot of like true crime shows like ID Network, Dateline, that kind of good stuff. And then we usually like get in bed around 9:30 or 10 and go to sleep. So we don't get like a ton of time. It also has been like cruddy weather because we're just going into spring. But now that it's getting nicer, our days will be more like enjoyable instead of the kids running around the house being like naked psychos from 5:30 to 7:30. We live right in Fountain Square, so there's so many great things. Like we go to Upland Brewery because they've got like a little fenced in outside turf area that's meant for dogs to go to the bathroom on, but kids play there. So I think dogs also go to the bathroom on it. But we'll go there and let the kids run around, or we'll go on a walk. Like the kids really like taking Frank on walks. It's also a lot with two kids and Frank, but we can walk. There's two different parks we can walk to that we go to. We go to this little bakery, Amelia's. Jack loves going in. Like I give him my credit card and he goes in by himself and feels like the most adult. They're super great with him. And they like help him pick out what he wants and ring him out. And he just comes out like beaming with pride. So, you know, we as it gets nicer, we do a lot of stuff like that during the day. We got an ice cream shop by us, a plant shop. We'll walk over to my store, that kind of stuff. And that's what a day looks like. And then it's some wild version of Groundhog's Day every day, some version of that. But at least it's not the same thing every day. It's the same it's the same different version of hectic shenanigans every day. Also, it depends wildly where we are in like construction. Like right now, magically, we only have four projects going on because we're at the tail end of like the project slowing down. If it's where we have 13 and they're all going, it's an even crazier version of that. So we just, you know, you got to be able to pivot. You got to be ready for anything at any given time, like your kids shoving Pokemons in their butt. But, you know, we make it work. We have fun. And that's the best explanation of my day I can give. And if you're thinking, I just listened to this and I have no clue what she does every day, then we are aligned, my friends. I have no idea either. What I do every day, what I'm doing in life, if I had to tell you like a one-sentence description of my job, couldn't do it. But thank you guys again. Thank you for listening. Hopefully, even if you're super confused, you were at least entertained. But please don't Don't forget to subscribe. And you guys, leave me a voicemail. I love the voicemails I've been getting. You can ask, again, any question, no boundaries. You can do it and not say your name and ask like the mean thing, the weird thing, the uncomfortable thing. All totally cool in my book. So there's a link in the show notes. Check it out. And until then, I will see y'all next Tuesday.